This is 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you on a Thursday, and it is this time each week we get together with Michigan Theater Foundation Executive Director Russ Collins for Cinema Chat, and welcome back.
Well, it's good to be here, and we look forward to being in the studio with you again someday, so that day will come.
Who knows when, but we will most certainly look forward to that.
Absolutely. So we are hoping the folks are getting their vaccinations. My wife Deb and I have our vaccinations and feel very good about that. And if you haven't gotten yours yet, and almost every listener out there is eligible, go get it. It really makes you feel good. At least it did for Deb and I. So we're happy about that.
I'm certainly glad to have mine out of the way as well.
Absolutely. Well, 10 days from today is when the Oscars are going to be given out in Los Angeles on the 25th of April, Sunday the 25th. And we've got a bunch of Academy Award nominated films that are playing, three programs of short films and two of the leading contenders for Best Picture as well as Best Director and wonderful acting performances. So go check that out. And then this week we have our second week of a special tribute and special program connected to the Lord of the Rings trilogy. This year, this Sunday, we're doing The Two Towers, along with a special interview program with some of the cast. So we'll talk about that. But the buzz around the film industry is the fact that the ArcLight Theaters, which run some of the most important theaters in Los Angeles, are closing down. The Pacific Theaters and the ArcLight Theaters, including the Cinerama Dome and the ArcLight Theater of Hollywood, are closing down forever, at least by their current operator, which is a company called Decurion.
It was almost unavoidable, wasn't it, given the pandemic economy?
Well, there are theaters that are closing for sure. Decurion isn't really a theatrical exhibitor. They're a business entity that has a lot of real estate in addition to this exhibition dynamic. So it's expected that many of those ArcLight theaters, which are really excellent quality commercial theaters, and the one in Los Angeles, the Hollywood ArcLight, which is connected to the Cinerama Dome, is where a lot of films are premiered, especially films by independent filmmakers and foreign filmmakers. So this is extremely important.
It seems to be very popular among the celebrities.
Yeah, it is, and it's because they do a really great job. We believe that they've copied the techniques at the Michigan and State Theater, actually. Or maybe it's the other way around, but they have excellent quality equipment, excellent quality auditorium, and a very congenial staff. And they also have a big auditorium, the Cinerama Dome, which was originally built for Cinerama Theater, but a lot of regular movies were shown there. But they have a big auditorium like the Michigan Theater, so there's a lot of premieres that have happened there, which is really important for filmmakers the film that won the Academy Award last year, Parasite, or a Wes Anderson film. Those type films really turn a lot of gross in those particular theaters and also have kind of a high profile premiere dynamic that really helps in the exhibition of those films around
now,
the rest of the
all
country.
Of the advent of streaming movies and things appearing on Netflix, Amazon, Apple, Disney Plus, all of those things, might it make sense for one of those entities to maybe pick up some of these theaters and now have another and a different kind of venue?
Yeah, and that has already happened. So, for example, Netflix picked up the Paris Theater in New York, which was originally opened in the 1950s by the French government to premiere French films in the United States. So the Netflix is kind of doing the same thing. They also have a special arrangement with the Egyptian Theater in Los Angeles. So that kind of thing happens, and that's one of the expectations that maybe Amazon or Netflix would pick up the Cinerama Dome and the Hollywood ArcLight Theaters, and maybe a couple of other of those Los Angeles theaters. They have theaters in Chicago as well, and and a few other places around the country, but they have some of the best grossing theaters in the Los Angeles area. They do about 10% of the gross film sales in the Los Angeles area, about 1% nationally. So, you know, in a sense, they're a very small player in terms of the amount of business that takes place there. But culturally, they've been a very important kind of venue and showcase for cinema. So that was what the reaction was with a lot of the movie world in terms of the Pacific theaters, and most specifically the ArcLight theaters closing down.
Cinema Chat continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Russ Collins from the Michigan Theater Foundation. And again, you had mentioned Lords of the Rings as a trilogy series that you're putting forth, and part two is coming up.
That's right. Well, Stephen Colbert actually did a interview program with the cast members of the Lord of the Ring trilogy. And this week, right after the film is screened, there's going to be a post-film discussion with Kate Blanchett, Orlando Bloom, Viggo Mortensen, and Liv Tyler that's moderated by Steve Colbert. So not only can you come on Sunday at 3 o'clock and see a 4K, very, very, very high definition a print of The Two Towers, the second of the Lord of the Ring trilogy, but you can get the opportunity to take part in this Stephen Colbert-moderated discussion with Cate Blanchett, Orlando Bloom, Viggo Mortensen, and Liv Tyler. So that'll be
fun.
Yeah, especially if you're a big fan of Lord of the Rings. So there you go. The Oscar-nominated shorts, we now have all three programs of short films, and these are guaranteed excellent films. They get thousands, maybe even tens of thousands of short films that qualify for.
And these are the best of the best.
And these are the best of the best. So the animated shorts are Burrow, which is a Pixar short film about a rabbit who's embarrassed about her humble home, and especially compared to some of her underground subterranean home
neighbors.
Owners, animals, yes. Genius Locus is about a afflicted mind and the growing disorder within that mind, very cleverly put together as an animation. If Anything Happens, I Love You is an emotional knockout of the five nominated films. It's an examination of grief, but it's a very hard film to forget. If Anything Happens, I Love You. Opera is a performance art kind of piece. It's designed as a 9-minute loop that just plays and plays and plays, and it's kind of like a human Rube Goldberg machine, and very innovative. The kind of thing that you'd see at the Ann Arbor Film Festival, which is one of those qualifying festivals for the Academy Awards, especially for short films and animated films. And Yes People is another real charmer that's going to be hard to forget. Its humor is warm, and the animators do a wonderful job. It's an Icelandic film, and there's only one word in it, which is the Icelandic word for yes. So it really comes across as an excellent, excellent animated film. There's three other short animated films to fill out the program that aren't nominated but were some of the finalists. We also have the documentary shorts, which are playing for the first time this week in our market, and then the Oscar-nominated live shorts, which probably is highlighted by Oscar Isaac doing The Letter Room, which is about a correction officer who has to screen all of the mail that comes into the inmates, and he kind of gets involved with the personal lives of the inmates, maybe not in a completely appropriate way, but a very heartfelt film. And again, there's four other really great short fiction films. The documentary films are always extremely compelling. These are between 10 and 50 minutes long, each of them. There's five of them. Colette is about a French resistance fighter who started as a young teen and now tells her story as a 90-year-old. Very compelling film. A Concerto is a conversation about a grandfather and a grandson. The grandfather's a composer, and his grandson's about to play a concerto at the Disney Concert Hall. So it's really outstanding. But we got a lot of wonderful films. If you haven't seen Minari and Nomadland, two of the leading contenders for Best Picture, those are currently playing at the State and Michigan Theater. And then there's an excellent, excellent performance by Michelle Pfeiffer in a film called The French Exit. That's going to be playing all weekend as well. But it'll probably go away this week, so you want to check it out. And make sure you see all of those Oscar-nominated films before the broadcast on Sunday the 25th.
Now, I know that viewership for all these awards programs has gone down in recent years. That's going to be the case with the Academy Awards this time around?
Oh, almost assuredly, especially since the film exhibition world was so upset, as the whole world was upset. But there's going to be a recovery in 22 and 23. Wait and see.
All right, we will most certainly do that. And in the meantime, you and I will get back together next Thursday. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it each Thursday, exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from the Cinerama Dome in Hollywood.